This summer, I went to Italy for what turned out to be a 3-week trip with a friend of mine from college. It was really a good experience. I've never been out of the country before, and for years I wanted to go. I had always wanted to go on exchange when I was in college, but I couldn't afford it. And, you know, finally, you know, I graduated from school, and I decided I was just going to throw all my money into this trip to Europe. And, I mean, it was definitely worth it, and I don't think I could have made a better decision as far as that was concerned. We flew into Rome, and we were going to be meeting up with a tour on our third day there, so we had a little bit of leeway where we were just going to kind of show ourselves around. And at first it was a bit overwhelming. We landed in the airport in Rome, and it was just another world immediately. I mean, the chaos there was just out of this world. I mean, we had had a layover in Heathrow on the way there, and everything in England was just so organized and so, you know, everybody was just so cordial. And then all of a sudden we're in Rome, and it was just like everyone was pushing these metal carts to pick up their suitcases, but they were all going in opposite directions, and they were just kind of getting into all these traffic jams. And I mean, I don't know what I expected. I think I was expecting that everything would have English subtitles underneath it or something, so I felt sort of like this barbarian coming over there like, where's my language? You know, I didn't understand Italian. I had taken a year of it in high school at one point, and that was the extent of my experience. And I had also been told that Spanish is very similar to Italian. So I was expecting that, you know, I would be able to interpret what was going on just based on my knowledge of Spanish. Because I felt like I had some pretty extensive knowledge of Spanish, but it didn't really work out that way. The friend that I was with really didn't know any Italian either, and it took us, I would say, about 2 hours just to get ourselves out of the airport, get our luggage, and get on the proper bus that was going to take us to our hotel. I mean, it was definitely a crazy, crazy arrival time. And I don't know, as we, you know, spent more time there, we got more and more used to the way that things worked. We had a big hassle with public transportation on our first day, where we decided to take a bus into town, and we didn't know when to get off the bus. Again, I don't know what we were expecting. I guess we were expecting somebody to like hold up an English sign and say, Debbie and Christine, you can get off the bus now. But of course, you know, that didn't happen. And, you know, we ended up just riding around on this bus endlessly. And we kept trying to ask people questions and, you know, in broken Spanish / English Italian. And it, you know, it wasn't turning out too well for us. Finally, we ran into an exchange student and he helped us. He got us off the bus at the right stop and pointed us in the proper direction, but it was really, you know, really quite chaotic. And of course, Rome is a really, really manic city. I mean, and just the traffic is completely insane. I mean, there's traffic rules, but people just kind of consider them to be, you know, optional, I guess. So here we are stumbling around the city, all jet-lagged, and, you know, there's 10,000 mopeds everywhere. I mean, I think you can get a license when you're like 14 to drive a moped. You have all these like half-crazed kids driving around on mopeds, and you know, they don't care. You can be in the middle of the street, they'll just mow you on down. So, you know, it's definitely a far cry from Princeton, where the pedestrians all have the right of way. I'm just stumbling out in the middle of the street thinking that people are going to, you know, let me pass, but you know, people were just narrowly missing me with their vehicles. So that was an interesting little introduction to the ways of Italy. But actually, while we were there, we wound up covering a lot of territory. We spent about 3 days in Rome at first, and then we moved on to Florence, which I actually liked a lot more than Rome. It's a beautiful city. We were there for about 3 days. The tour that we were on was very fast-paced, which was one thing that I think I would change if I went back. I would like to do things, you know, according to when I want to do them, and not according to, you know, when this group of people tells me to, you know, move on to the next place. Because in a lot of cases, I felt like we didn't really get to absorb everything there was to absorb in a certain city. We were always just piled back on the tour bus and taken to the next place. So we covered a lot of territory, but sometimes we just felt like we were running past things, which was kind of crazy. And I think I also found a lot of the people on our tour group to be rather embarrassing. Like, I felt that they should have just gotten shipped straight to Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, they seemed to have a primary interest in just getting drunk in the hotel bar and, like, hooking up with each other, and nobody really had any cultural interest in being in Europe. You know, I felt like Europe was wasted on them in a way. So I guess I was being sort of, you know, elitist about that. But it was kind of weird just being thrown together with a random group of people. And it was a tour that was designed primarily for young people. It was very cheap. And they had us staying in hostels and in really, you know, inexpensive hotels. So the people on the tour were all under the age of 30, and, you know, some of them were acting like they were under the age of 15. So it was definitely an interesting experience as far as they were all concerned. But it was definitely wonderful to be over in Europe. I unfortunately felt that I wasn't there long enough to really see everything that I wanted to see. I mean, I think that it was just long enough for me to feel like, okay, now I'm ready to stay. Now I was really settled in, and then it was like, okay, time to load yourself back on the plane and go back home. So that was a little frustrating for me. And the other frustrating thing was we stopped in England on the way back, and I've always wanted to go to England. I wanted to go on exchange there when I was in college, and I didn't get to. So of course, like, passing through England for me was just like, you know, dangling a carrot in front of my face and then saying, you can't have it. So it was really rough. You know, we had our big hour layover in England, and I like couldn't even see outside the airport. And I really wanted to just, you know, go around and see something. And I was actually hoping we would miss our flight, because we almost did. We missed our flight from Rome to Heathrow on the way home, and they had to book us on a later flight. And as a result, they were thinking we might miss our connecting flight. So I was all psyched up for this. I was like, yeah, we're going to be stuck in England for, you know, a couple days. This will be great, you know. We'll just have to bear it, you know. But the girl I was with was all frantic, you know. She really wanted to get back. And they wound up, like, providing a special little tram service to whip us off to our next flight. And we didn't miss it after all. But it was a really nice trip. I definitely hope I can go back if I can, you know, save enough money this year. It's another thing that I hope I can do. I have so many things I want to do, and I can't afford them. That's the problem, but it was a good trip.